Good morning. Today we're going to talk about the prohibition of wearing shoes, I'm going to say leather shoes for now, on Yom Kippur. And we're going to have, in fact, three different fairly quick questions, but each of them could indeed be an entire hour's worth of discussion, maybe even more. So the first one is as follows. If you have shoes, they are not leather, but they look like leather. So we would call them nowadays, I guess, imitation leather. So they're not leather, but they look like leather. So let's assume for now that it's permitted to wear non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Would it be permitted to wear those shoes because they look like leather? Is there a problem of Maris Ayin? That's a famous question. Maris Ayin in various areas. So when that question comes up, can you go into a non-kosher restaurant to use the bathroom or for a business meeting and the like? And that is a question of Maris Ayin. You're giving off the appearance of doing something wrong, even though fundamentally you're not doing anything wrong. So the same question we have when it comes to these shoes, they are not leather, but they look like leather. So assuming that the only problem when it comes to shoes is leather shoes, but I'm giving off the appearance of wearing leather shoes, I'm not fundamentally doing anything wrong. But that, because of the appearance, when other people look, is that a problem of Maris Ayin or not? So in fact, Ali HaShlomo Paskins in the name of Rav Shlomo Zorban Arbach as follows. Min alim hadomim b'mar isam mamish lanale. Or if you have shoes and they are not leather, but they look just like leather shoes, Paskins Rav Shlomo Zorban Arbach nirish sha'asu lo'ano alam b'yam kippurim. Apparently, it is prohibited to wear them on Yom Kippur because of Mipnei Maris Ayin, because you're giving off the appearance of doing something wrong. So even though they're not leather, they still cannot be worn because they look like leather. Question number two is as follows. Let's get that to that fundamental question. Is it only leather that is problematic? Or how about if you have non-leather but comfortable shoes? Is that problematic as well? So this is a lengthy discussion starting with the Gemara and going through the Rishonim. And there are various views of what the prohibition most limited is, that it's only leather, but non-leather shoes, even if they're very comfortable, they are permitted. But others look at the function of the shoes. If it functions like a shoe, then it is going to be prohibited even if it's not leather. So there is a machlokis in the poskim on this, the view of Rav Shlomo Zorban Arbach, min alim she'enam shalor, if you have shoes that are not leather, af al pishem nochim biyoser, even though they're very comfortable, they're not leather. The material is not leather. They're made of something else. It could be a synthetic. It could be made of plastic nowadays. There are lots of other materials that can be used, and they're incredibly comfortable. Canvas, it could be fabric and the like. Haminag leilech b'em lechatchila. The minag is to be lenient, even lechatchila, to limit the prohibition to leather. And even if the non-leather shoes are very comfortable, they could even be more comfortable than the leather. According to the Ali HaShlomo, we are lenient on this. And he brings in the footnote as follows: Va'af al b'shiyish machmirin shelo leilech b'hem ibnei shem nochim ve'bam inoy kol kach. Even though there are people who are machmir, poskim who are machmir, then they would not wear them because they are comfortable. And there's no inoy, there's no affliction here. We're supposed to be feeling affliction on Yom Kippur with the Hamisha Inuyim, the things that are prohibited, the five things that are prohibited, not washing, anointing, and the like. However, why are we lenient then? Kevan Janu Ki Istanim Le'inyan Ze, because we are Istanis. The Istanis means we are spoiled. We are spoiled. We are pampered people. That's Istanisim. Le'inyan Ze Lo Na'agin An Churma Bedavra. We are not no heg to be machmir in this area. So that's his rationale. Even though there are machmirim, we are a little bit pampered, a little bit spoiled. It's not a total slight to us. It's simply that we are more sensitive to these things, and accordingly we can be lenient to only limit our wearing or prohibit our wearing of shoes to those that are leather. But if they are non-leather, even if they're comfortable, he's saying we could be lenient even lachatchila. That is question number two. And question number three, if we have shoes that are prohibited to be worn on Yom Kippur, so let's assume that's limited to leather shoes, so they can't be worn, they can't be used for the purpose that we have shoes is wearing them, are they muksa? So what if they're in the way? You want to move them, they're right in front of the door, whatever the reason is, is it permitted to move it, or is it muksa because you don't have the function of wearing them on Yom Kippur? So this is our third question. Alicho Shlomo Paskins as follows. Na leor, if you have leather shoes, near lechor, shemutar letaltalam Yom Kippur. Apparently, it would be mutter to move them on Yom Kippur. Gami meino ati lishtamesh ben bo bayom, even though you're not going to be using them that day. Why would it be mutter then to move them? Why isn't it a kli shemolachto leisur? You're not allowed to wear them, so it should be muksa. So he brings in the footnote here that the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions when you have an item, a piece of clothing from Shatnez. Shatnez cannot be worn, but is it muksa because it's a kli shel malach l'isur? It's prohibited to wear that beged, that clothing on Shabbos because it has Shatnez. But there are two opinions. One opinion is that it's prohibited. That's very understandable. Why is it understandable? Because you don't have a use. You don't have the function of that beged. You can't wear it on Shabbos. So it's muksa. The other opinion is that it's mutter. So why would it be mutter? Tzarech yun. How is that possible? It's a kli shel malach l'isur. It's a beged shel malach l'isur. So why would you be able to move it? So he brings a rationale here in the Halicha Shlomo, in the footnote, in the Dvar Halacha of Tzarek Lomo. We have to say the Sfir Lei, it has to be that opinion that is permitting the carrying, the moving of a shatnez beged, shatnez clothing on Shabbos, even though it cannot be worn, it has to be that the iser, it's because the iser, the prohibition, ain't no shayach l'Shabbos. The prohibition of shatnez has nothing to do with Shabbos. Accordingly, because of that, it doesn't make it into a kli shel malach l'isur. It's an independent prohibition unrelated to Shabbos. Shabbos, the shatnez, the prohibition of shatnez exists whether it is Shabbos or not. So that's an independent prohibition. It is unrelated. It's dealing from Shabbos. And accordingly, that isur doesn't make this beged into a kli shel malach l'isur. That is the rationale he brings. And accordingly, we would say the same thing when it comes to leather shoes. When it comes to leather shoes, that prohibition is not linked to Shabbos per se. It's linked to Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to wear those leather shoes because of a prohibition on Yom Kippur. It's unrelated to the kli itself. And accordingly, he says maybe that would be the same as that shita in the Shulchan Aruch that you can use, you can wear, you can't wear, you can move that shatnez clothing. So too, you would be able to move those shoes that are prohibited to be worn on Yom Kippur because they are made of leather. But in the end of the day, he does leave it as a tzarech yun. This does require more analysis. So let's just recap real quickly. This is the view of the Halicha Shlomo. Question number one, do we have a problem of mar esayin when it comes to non-leather shoes that look just like leather shoes? And indeed, he says those are going to be problematic. Question number one. Question number two was min alim she'enam shalor. How about if they are non-leather shoes, but they are very comfortable? Is that going to be prohibited? And he was lenient on that it's permitted. We can just be strict about leather shoes, but non-leather shoes would be permitted. And question number three, how about moving leather shoes? Leather shoes can't be worn on Yom Kippur. Can you move them? Or is it a kli shel malach l'isur and it's muksa? And he was lenient on that, permitting the moving. But in the end of the day, tzarech iyun a little bit on that one. He says in the footnote, this requires a little bit more analysis. Have a wonderful day.